Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 31 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for March 31st is: think about a situation where a friend has allowed some adversity in their life to stagnate their growth, but you know they can overcome it if they change the way they look at the situation. How can you rise above your own condition of adversity and look at it from another perspective? Explain how this alternate perspective can help you move forward. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of rising above. I was in the car one day with my kids around 7 a.m. It had just started raining and was pretty dark to the west, but the cloud cover hadn't reached the eastern horizon, so you could still see the sun coming up. I told the kids to look at the sunrise and how beautiful it was. My son responded, "And just think, in other parts of the world, the sun is just now setting." Although I understand the idea that at any given time, each location on Earth is in a different part of its day, this idea struck a chord with me. Two people looking at the same thing, but from different locations, can have two completely different perspectives. It doesn't necessarily mean one is right or wrong, they're just different. As William Shakespeare reminds us, nothing is either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Rising above is an inside fundamental because it's all about our mindset and perspective. But it's about challenging our mindset and perspective to make sure we're in the right place. Or maybe not even that we're right or wrong, but simply that there's a better way, or a more beneficial way, or a way that's going to help us move forward. Performance psychologist Jim Lehrer says that the most important thing is not what happens to us, but the story we tell ourselves about what happens to us. That story is our perception, and perception is not reality, but it is our reality. And that doesn't mean our reality is correct and everyone else is wrong, but our perception is what spurs us to determine our course of action. So as teachers and coaches, there's two ways we can use rising above and the idea that at any given time, one person is seeing a sunrise while one person is seeing a sunset. First of all, we can catch ourselves from getting caught up in what's right and what's wrong. Now, I'm not talking about forgetting about our integrity and doing bad things. I'm talking about understanding that things outside our control may be right or they may be wrong, but that doesn't have to stop us from living by our principles and seeking excellence. We can get caught up thinking about what's right and what's wrong or assigning blame to other people. This is one of the things that I try and work on all the time with myself, but rising above tells us that we can gain a new perspective and move forward by doing what's best. And the second way we can use this idea of sunrise and sunset is to understand that each of the young people we work with has their perspective of the world, their own story, based on their life experiences. And so a lot of times it's not that they can't do something or they don't want to do something. The whole problem is their perspective. The problem is not the problem. The problem is the way we look at the problem. So as teachers and coaches, how can we help young people solve this issue? One of the most powerful things we can do as mentors is to be vulnerable and share some of our own life experiences and how we dealt with them, even if it's a situation where we made a mistake. Sharing how we messed up and how our way of thinking at the time created an unhealthy situation for us. This can really resonate with kids. When we show them there's another way to look at things through examples from our own lives, we're teaching them to rise above their own perceptions. And this is one of the best ways to help them overcome obstacles. Not simply telling them what to do, but walking alongside them and showing them there's another way to look at things. So how about you? How can you rise above your own condition of adversity and look at it from another perspective? How can an alternate perspective help you move forward? Spend some time on your own reflecting on your perception. Maybe the initial story you've told yourself is the correct one. Or maybe you need to rise above the perceptions in your head and look at the situation through your heart. So the next time you see the sun rising or setting, understand that we're all human and it's okay to have different perceptions. But let's make sure our own perceptions, which guide our actions, are lined up with the principles and values we hold in our heart before we act on them. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's JONBARTHbooks.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.